I lived in Florida for 12 years, mostly South Florida, where it's 60 degrees in February. And when it dips below 70, the weather forecasters actually warn you that there's a cold spell coming and you might need your coat. Preschools have to make snow from whipped cream to teach kids about the seasons because there are none. Because if there is a winter, it's a weekend in February where it dips into the low 40s. There's just cooler and really, really warm in Florida. There are no seasons. No wonder everybody wants to move there. You can play golf year-round. You know, the Christian faith is filled with paradoxes. Jesus taught that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. This idea of the Trinity, a triune God, three persons and one God. Jesus was both fully human and fully divine. God is sovereign and in control, and yet we have free will. How do those truths hold together? They seem to contradict each other, but they're both fully true. And the faith is completely filled with those ideas. You have to lose your life to gain it. And that's the one I want to focus on. There has to be death for there to be life. It seems contradictory in ideas. It seems like, how does that make even make sense? Things have to die for things to live. John 12:24 puts it this way. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In order for a tiny seed to become a rich and beautiful tree, it has to die. And in that death, it reveals everything that is inside of it. Plants die, decay, fertilize the soil, and allow other things to grow. Grass grows and a cow eats it and is able to have life. Cows die so we can have a nice steak. Even the act of taking a bite of food is an act of destroying something in order to give us life. Think about that. The process of eating and destroying consuming the food that you are eating is what gives you life. But chewing it is an act of destruction. Death brings life over and over and over, and it's everywhere in creation. This paradox that things have to die for their things to live is everywhere. Jesus taught, take up your cross and follow him. Paul said it this way, we have to put our old lives to death to put on a new one. Romans 12, Paul says, be a living sacrifice. That's paradox again. How can something be living and be sacrificed? It's a paradoxical statement. And so we hold these things in tension. In order to live, we have to die. Things have to die. And when you apply it to our own lives, this is exactly what Jesus is talking about when he says, take up your cross and follow me. We have to die to ourselves. We have to let go of our ego. We have to let go of our agenda. We have to die to our own will to allow Jesus not just to be Savior, but to be Lord. Both have to happen. And unless we give up, unless we surrender, unless we lay down our life, then we can't have life. If Jesus says, if you try to hold on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give it up, you will gain it. It's paradoxical. It's backwards. It's upside down. But it's a spiritual and scriptural truth that we see happen over and over and over in creation. And the ultimate example, of course, is that Jesus died that we might live. Jesus died so that we could live. Paul said, if Jesus doesn't die, if he's not crucified, if he doesn't die for our sins and doesn't raise again from the dead, then we are still in our sin. Jesus' death brings life. He sacrificed himself. He gave up himself so that we could have life. And as he puts it in John 10, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. He came to die so that we could have life to the full in this life and eternal life and relationship with him. Without winter, there can be no spring. At wintertime, everything dies. The trees go bare, the grass stops growing. Everything dies and goes gray and dark and dead and cold, sometimes miserable. But without winter, we wouldn't understand or know what it means to experience spring. This idea that we have to die to ourselves, that Christ had to die for us, that death brings life, is evidenced in the rotation of our seasons every year. The way God set up the planets teaches us a spiritual truth. If we never experience winter, we'll never experience spring. Let me pray for you. God, some of us are in a season of winter right now, and everything around us seems dead. Everything around us is not going the way it ought to go. In fact, we may even be depressed about it. We may have even lost hope. But without going through winter, we wouldn't know what spring feels like. God, I pray for those that are listening to this that may be in a season of winter in their lives. I pray that they would experience spring because of what you did for us. In Christ's name, amen.